I'm Scoot on the Air. Time for Money Trends on our show on a Wednesday afternoon. Daniel Carter, a commercial lender from the North Shore, Metairie Bank, joins us on WWL. Daniel, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot. Thanks for having me.
Daniel, this actor Anthony Mackie is investing in a studio in New Orleans East. He wants to build this massive studio in New Orleans East. Any development in New Orleans East, in my opinion, is a very positive thing, because if you improve neighborhoods, you chase out the criminal element, and it brings new people to the area, and that can kind of flush out the bad people. Without getting into the politics of that, let's talk about what this could mean for the economy of New Orleans, and New Orleans East in particular.
Yeah, absolutely. As, you know, as it's announced a little while back, he was buying, I think it was 20 acres right off I-10, which that alone is probably not a cheap investment into the area. That was probably a pretty price tag. I wasn't able to locate that dollar amount exactly. But again, just that alone brings some economic impact, as well as when he begins to construct the facilities there. Of course, it affects the contractors, the hardware stores, and anybody locally in the area that's going to be working on that facility. It's that itself brings an economic impact. And kind of like you said, anywhere that an investment of this size is put, it will have an effect on that economy in a potentially a positive way. It really depends on how the community embraces it and what they're able to accomplish.
Daniel, as a commercial lender, what is it that you would need to see from a guy like Anthony Mackie in order to approve a loan to finance this, if he was applying for a loan?
Yeah, absolutely. We have just typical standards that we would need for really anybody. Of course, we have a confidence that he has been successful in his career, has a history of doing well and bringing in income. That's usually banks, you know, it's a hard thing at times to look forward and say that something that you're putting together will be good. So we have to look into the past and say, how well have they done? Have they managed their finances and things like that well? Which it appears that he has. And so, you know, financial statements, tax returns, those types of things are a part of the underwriting process.
But as a commercial lender, do you look at what you would think is either a valid or not a valid reason for doing this kind of project in an area? I mean, would you look into the idea, well, you know, is it a good idea to have a studio in New Orleans and New Orleans East?
Sure. We consider all of that in the decision process, in the decision making, not only the business model, the character of the borrower, all of that type of information we have to take into consideration when we're doing commercial lending.
Yeah, because when I've gone to apply for loans, basically I have to prove that I don't need the money in order to get the money. It's kind of frustrating sometimes.
It can feel that way at times. Obviously, the bank is investing in that individual, so they do have to at least know that we could get our money back eventually.
Right, and so when it comes to something like a car or a house, you know that if I don't pay, you're just going to take the car or the house, and so that's going to secure the loan.
That's correct. And a lot of times in the commercial world, it's the same thing. If there's a building involved or, you know, of course, if it's some sort of an unsecured line, then we really lean on the credit score and history and things like that.
So for people who might be interested in some of the equity that they have in their homes or condos, I mean, there's some people have a lot of money in equity, and that's money that they can use through a home equity line of credit with Metairie Bank. Is this something that you would deal with in terms of helping somebody maybe start a business with using that money?
Technically, consumer products like your home should not be what is used to start a business. I do know for a fact that there are folks that have done that. That's putting a lot of risk on your personal residence, right? Because if the business doesn't seem to do well, then you have to say, okay, can I get a job that's going to help me pay this back? So want to try not to cross those lines. Plus, there could be some legal implications if your home was used and you get sued, per se, in the transaction. So, it's not something that people haven't done, not something that we do as a practice to say, hey, yeah, go get a home equity loan. We'll help you start your business. Yeah. But at the same time, we want to help people find different ways, creative ways to accomplish their goals. And we're being a community bank gives us the opportunity to really be creative and find interesting ways to help them finance and accomplish the goals that they're looking for.
Is this a good time for people to try to start a business? Is the economy good? Is money available? I'm not talking about just like, you know, fly-by-night ideas, but is this a good time to, if you've got something that you believe in, to maybe consider it?
You know, that's a hard thing to be 100% definite on. I would say that I have met some individuals who when things in the market seemed very great and there was really no concern of anything, that have started businesses that didn't do well. A lot of times it's going to be in the character of that individual. Are they willing to work the extra hours to make mm-hmm. their business, their model, their dream successful? So to say that it is for certain, it'd be hard to do that, but the right individual, the right program, I think they could be successful in really any market. We had a meeting today. That was one of the things we talked about. Hey, when the market starts to change, if we go into a recession or anything like that, how do we pivot to be successful? And I think the folks that are looking ahead saying, hey, right now looks good, but what's next year look like or the year after that? They're kind of looking forward and making their plans ahead of time. Obviously, they could be successful in the long run for sure.
I think it's really cool that you take into consideration, you know, somebody's work ethic, history of a work ethic, and their personalities and just their belief in the project that they're trying to get financed. I think that's cool.
Correct. Yeah, the character of the borrower does play into it to a degree. Obviously, it can't be the only thing that we consider, because I've seen some very passionate folks that were trying to do something that seemed a little bit hard to take off with. But at the same time, we want to know that we're working with great. There's a lot of great people out there with a great bunch of great ideas, and so we love the opportunity to work with them.
All right, this has been Money Trends Wednesday afternoon on our show with Metairie Bank, and Daniel Carter is a commercial lender on the North Shore with Metairie Bank. Daniel, thanks for being with us this afternoon.
Absolutely, thank you for your time.
Sure.